This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. If you ever sent a letter to Mr. Typewriter New York over the last 60 years, chances are Martin Tytel would get it. He died this week at the age of 94. He fixed typewriters for scores of writers, including Dorothy Parker. Imagine the language those keys must have seen. And the old New Yorker crowd, also Harrison Salisbury, David Brinkley, Dwight Eisenhower, and Adlai Stevenson. He modified typewriters to speak 145 different languages, including Farsi, Thai, and Coptic, and kept 2 million typefaces in stock. Take that, Microsoft Word. During World War II, Martin Tytel modified typewriters for the Office of Strategic Services so they could type in 17 different languages. For those of us who love typewriters and think they have words locked inside that can only be coaxed out by strong hands with something to say, Martin Tytel was a life giver. He had a sign over his shop that said, "Psychoanalysis for your typewriter," and one said of his shop, "Normal people don't come in here." R.I.P.